1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show, and it's time to look on the bright side on our program. This is the third anniversary. Today is the third anniversary of the death of Princess Diana. And it's time to look on the bright side with Colleen Kristen Brewster, owner of the travel agency On The Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster in Laguna Beach, California. And we'll be looking on the bright side with Colleen. She's at Joffrey's there in Laguna Beach. Colleen, are you there?
Yes, Phil. How are you doing?
Good. And I didn't think we had you there for a while. Welcome to the program, and it's time to look on the bright side, huh?
Phil, you know what? It really is time to look on the bright side. I'm here with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Hi, everybody. I'm Colleen Kristen Brewster, and I own the travel agency On The Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Phil, emotionally, I know with a lot of people, I was raped by the death of Princess Diana. Billions of women around the world were emotionally mutilated and disfigured by the death of this sweet, kind, loving English rose. And so On The Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is offering Phil a return to Camelot. We are offering a return to the beauty of Camelot, a trip back in time when we were more innocent, when laughter came more frequently, when we weren't bitter and jaded and full of anger and rage. On The Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster plans a trip that is totally signature service from Colleen Kristen Brewster. And Craig Taylor, you can hit the music now. That's wrong. That's the wrong music.
What music do you want?
Holiday for Strings.
Holiday for Strings.
Oh, God, this is really embarrassing.
I'm sorry, we don't have the right music up for her. Holiday for Strings.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, I work all the... Do you have it yet or don't you?
Craig, have you got it? Yes, he does now have it.
All right, I need to run at it again then.
Go ahead.
And On The Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster plans a trip that is totally unique. Our signature service. We will get you a great rate on a flight to Paris, where you will stay at the luxurious Ritz Hotel, and you'll have a drink where Diana and Dodie did. You will have a fleet of beautiful Mercedes sedans at your service. They'll pick you up in front of the Ritz. You'll travel along the Seine and through the deadly tunnel. The cars will then accelerate in much the same way that Diana and Dodie's cars accelerated. And you will get up to an exciting speed while a cadre of On The Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster employees, armed with cameras, will chase you to the point of fear. A lot of us say that we love Diana, but can you prove it? Can you say you really got the whole Diana thing like I did? Don't say you love her until you've been chased at breakneck speeds through a tunnel. And remember, Phil, to love Diana is really, I think, to experience part of her life. I'm Colleen Kristen Brewster, waiting your phone calls.
Okay, Colleen, the music that was selling your... The music's over.
Okay.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. People don't really have much to call on right now, Colleen.
Well, I did tell them about our on-the-go package. And
well, let's talk a little bit more about your on-the-go package and what this what you're offering people. This is the third anniversary of Diana's, the very tragic death of Princess Diana. What exactly are you offering people, okay?
Well, Phil, really what I'm offering people is a...
Can we kill that music, or does she have to...
I really want to have it.
All right.
Hi, everybody. I'm Colleen Kristen Brewster. I really want to...
Okay, hold on for a minute. Kill the music. Colleen?
Yes.
You don't have to have that music every time you say something. In other words, if I ask you a question, you don't have to start off everything with, "Hi, everybody, I'm Colleen Kristen Brewster."
Well, I was just trying to, I don't know. I'm really sorry, Phil.
That's okay. Let's just talk like human beings, like real human beings, where there's no soundtrack, and we'll just talk.
It's really difficult for me when I don't hear the music to get into the rhythm.
I'll help you. I think you're very good at expressing yourself. Now, you have a travel package. You send people to Paris.
Yes, we send people to Paris, Phil. They, excuse me, they'll have a drink at the Ritz. They will travel by way of Mercedes along the very route that you know, Diana and Doty, who was her beloved, her boyfriend, the very route they traveled on. And what we do is we give people a little bit of a taste, Phil, of what it was like to be Diana. Here's really what really makes me really kind of, you know what, it really disappoints me. I'm really sad for people who think they got Diana. You didn't get Diana unless you knew the fear that she lived through the final period of her life when she was being chased.
All right, so people go to Paris. People get into a Mercedes. They get chased through the tunnel by individuals on motorcycles, right?
Yes.
Okay. You say that they will only know Diana if they're chased up to the point of fear.
They have to experience the blood-curdling fear she did, yes.
Now, why do you have to be chased?
You know what, Phil? No, you don't have to be chased. But I think looking at one of the things that we do offer everybody is an opportunity to look at the death photos. Every tour member gets a set of contact sheet proofs and an eye loop so that if you don't want to be chased, you'll at least be able to peruse Diana's death photos. You'll also get a commemorative plate emblazoned with her death certificate suitable for hanging and a copy of Candle in the Wind 97. And then you can go home and tell your friends that, you know what, I was there. I experienced it. I know what it's like to have been Diana in those last few minutes. I know what it's like to have been with my boyfriend and be chased by photographers. So I really say to all of your listeners, Phil, who think they get Diana and think they know her, I've been on this trip. I personally oversaw every aspect of it.
Because this is a very unusual trip. When you have people being flown to Paris, they're having a drink at the Ritz, the same way Diane and Doty did.
The same way Diane and Doty did, Phil. That's the whole point.
And then they get into a Mercedes.
They're chased through the tunnel, almost to the point of the driver losing control. And then we sort of slow it down, and then the fun begins. We go back to the hotel for a drink and dinner, and then you get the death photos and the death certificate.
So you're trying to scare the crap out of people with these motorcyclists to what? To give people the feeling of what it was like to be Diana?
Yes. I'll tell you something, Phil. It's really...
I don't understand that. I mean, I can appreciate her.
No, you can't.
No, I appreciate the woman's life.
No, you can't fully, Phil. You know what? You really can't. Take it from me. I'm a travel agent. I travel. I've been places. I've been to the Colosseum and the one in Rome, too. I've been to London, England, in the United Kingdom. I've been to New York City. I saw the Statue of Liberty. I've been places. I've felt things. I've experienced things. I've been to South Beach. I flew down there and took my shoes off and had a drink at the News Cafe. And really, everybody told me I blended in really good, too. The guy who was serving us drinks, he was Cuban. He was really, really cute. He said I really looked like I belonged there, and that was really neat, especially when somebody asked me if I knew the way to the airport, and I said, I don't ever get off the beach. Don't bother me. That's just...
Okay, that's great. That's all the stuff you did at South Beach. Let's talk about...
No, but I'm just saying, I've been around, Phil, and I planned this trip. If you think you know Diana, and you think you know what Princess Diana suffered... You don't know anything until you've been on the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster and you've been chased almost to the point of having your Mercedes flip and then cave in on you so that the steering column goes through your chest. Then you know it. This is Colleen Kristen Brewster looking on the bright side.
Almost until the steering column goes through your Jesus. Looking on the bright side, huh?
You know what, Phil? That's life. And looking on the bright side means looking at all aspects of life.
All right, this is the Phil Henry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Everybody in South Beach said you look like you... That's serious?
Seriously, this really, really cute waiter at the News Cafe, which is just down from where Johnny Versace used to live until he was tragically found dead.
Found dead? The guy was shot in broad daylight.
I know that, but they found him dead.
They found him dead. They also saw him alive a split second before, until Johnny Versace was found dead. All right, look, Colleen, we're going to take some phone calls to ask you a little bit more about your on-the-go with Colleen Kristen Brewster travel package to Paris. You get a trip, a round-trip airfare to Paris. You'll stay at the Ritz. You'll have a drink at the Ritz in much the same way Diane and Dodie did. You'll get into a brown Mercedes, and then they will begin to facsimile the chase. You will be chased down the tunnels there along the Seine River by guys that are dressed like photographers or something. These are all people in your employ?
Yeah, Phil, they're really, really cute guys who work at the local newspaper in Paris, yeah.
Okay. They chase you so fast the car is almost out of control.
To the point of losing control, yeah.
And all of this is so that you can feel what Diana felt before she died.
So that you know Diana and quit telling your friends you loved her and understand her when you don't.
All right, and then you go back to the hotel and you look at death photos. I mean, this is...
They're really small contact sheet photos, but I want people, Phil, it's so important for people to know what Diana suffered. If you think you get Diana, if you think you know her, you don't know her the way I knew her. Look at those photos. Look at her head. Then tell me if you think you knew her. Okay? So.
All right, okay. So then they see death photos. And
then they get a really, really neat death certificate. And then they get a really, really neat copy of Candle in the Wind 97.
Which is the one from Elton John.
Yeah, which goes, "Goodbye, England's Rose. Though I never knew you, you will always be my friend." And that's really nice. It's really, really neat.
Okay. On the go with calling Kristen Brewster. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Go to Paris. Be chased through the tunnel, almost to the point of death. Look at the death photos of Diana. Get a copy of her death certificate and get a copy of Candle in the Wind 97. Only then, if you think you knew Diana and you think you got the whole Diana thing, only then will you get the whole Diana thing. And it's all courtesy of Colleen Kristen Brewster's On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster Travel Agency. We'll take your phone calls in a moment. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back to On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster's Looking on the Bright Side. Colleen is the owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster Travel Agency, offering a travel package to Paris, a very unusual travel package to Paris. Wouldn't you agree, Colleen?
Phil, you know what? Everything we do is really unusual, and everything we do has the signature service of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. We're not like some storefront travel agency with some really tired old woman sitting in front of a computer and a headset on, and she's just holding down the fort for when the owner comes back. Excuse me. We deliver signature service.
Okay. Thanks for the music, Craig. So, in other words, you're sending people to Paris so that they can travel down the same route that Princess Diana traveled down before she died, so they can get a sense of what it was like to...
So they can get a sense of the fear that Diana felt, so they can be her, be one with her. And until you do that, I don't think you really knew Diana or got it. So you really have to get Diana. I get her. And also those death photos, Phil, we're not trying to exploit. We're trying to say, look at the pain. Become one with that. Then you're one with Diana. Go home and listen to "Goodbye, England's Rose." Woo! And then hang up the death certificate, light a candle, and listen to some of those BBC records that they came out with. We also, Phil, have the sound of Diana's crash.
And where did you get that?
We got that from French radio. It was a recording made by one of the photographers. We have that. It's really, really sad.
Do you have that to play?
We do have it to play on your show, yes.
Because will you hold on to that?
Yes, I will.
Because I'd like to hear that. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Lincoln on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I think this is totally obscene. I think this woman needs to get back on her medication.
No, I'm not on any medication. I believe that I knew
Diana. If she's not on medication, she should be medicated.
Did you know Diana?
She can't talk without the rhythm of the music.
She's
jumping on the Princess Diana wagon and trying to make money. On a beautiful person's
death.
Yeah,
I'm one with her, and
she's probably in cahoots with Prince Charles. She is a pain.
All of our Mercedes-Benz drivers are professional drivers.
I think this woman needs a padded cell.
She
needs to get skit.
Somebody
needs to get Colleen Kristen Brewster.
She
needs to get got.
You know what? You're really, really sick.
You're really, really cruel and pain.
I believe that the only way, you can know Diana is to be like Diana, and you weren't.
Please.
I was there, you weren't. Okay.
Do you have all your loved ones that have died death certificates on your wall?
You know something? My mother and I haven't spoken for 20 years, okay?
I wonder why.
Because my mother's a B-I-T-C-H, okay?
Oh, excuse me. I think she's probably a saint.
My mother is a witch with a B.
Look what she has to put up with.
You know what? I built my
own
business.
You would make money on her grave if you could.
I bet you want to hear the crash because I have the recording.
Scene. I'm not going to listen.
Yes, you will.
I'm laying in bed with a broken shoulder.
A broken
and
what?
And I've been a broken shoulder.
We know one thing. You didn't get that.
Why don't you go outside and run into a brick wall? Get a broken shoulder
you know what?
So you can
You're really, really
me.
Jealous. You're really jealous. You're really jealous because
I'm surfing the radio.
And you know something?
I'm with you.
You know, you're jealous because I live at the beach. I live at the beach and you don't.
You don't know where I live.
You live in Nebraska. There's no beach there. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
You don't know that I've lived here forever.
Sounds to me like you've been next to a silo for a long time, okay? All of our Mercedes-Benz drivers are professional drivers and bodyguards. They promised to drink less than Diana's bodyguard did that fateful night.
Oh, isn't that helpful?
You know what?
What are you going to do when somebody dies on one of your...
I need to jump in. I want to jump in. This is the host, Phil Hendry. I want to jump in here. I want to ask the lady in Lincoln, because I think you're making some good points, ma'am. I think there's something ghoulish about this, Colleen. Would you want to go to Paris? Have you been to Paris? Have you been to Europe, ma'am?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Paris. You like Paris?
Very much. Beautiful.
Now, have you seen the Ritz over there near the river?
Yes, I have.
It's a beautiful hotel. Let me ask this. Would you like to at least sit in the bar there and have a drink?
I already have.
It's great, isn't it? My wife and I did last summer, yeah.
Okay, so let me ask her a question. Does she want to retrace the steps of Diana?
Why?
Because until you do, you don't know Diana the way that I know her.
Oh, please. I really do think you should see a psychiatrist.
You know what? You're so jealous. You're really so jealous. Oh, God. Oh,
you're
really
sad. Where are you, in a bar?
You really make me angry. I'm at a restaurant.
Yeah, well, that figures.
All right, let me hear this car crash. You've got a record. You have a recording of this.
This was recorded by French radio, Phil, just as it happened. And this is the sound of Diana. And I think out of respect to Diana, I think we should be mindful of what we're about to hear.
All right, Craig, go ahead and hit it.
There it is.
That's the crash of...
Yes.
And that's it.
Yes, that's
the real thing.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
You didn't get that out of a crash movie out of the 70s, did you?
You know what? I'm really done with her because she's so cynical.
You are disrespecting her.
I want to hear that again. That was
a red blood cell in your body.
That was the crash of...
That is Diana's car crashing.
Let me roll that again, Craig. What is that at the end?
I don't know. It could
Colleen
be someone...
Kristen Brewston's head.
You know what?
Popping when
I've never said this to anybody before, but you are
bandwagon.
You're a B-I-T-C-H.
Oh, if I'm in cahoots with your mom, I must be a saint too.
All right.
Wait a minute. That's copyrighted. You have to pay me now. You played that three times. You have to pay me.
Yeah, we're going to pay you. Thank you for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show, and our guest this hour is Colleen Kristen Brewster of the travel agency On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. And this is The Brighter Side with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Jesus, that name, man.
Hi, everybody. I'm Colleen Kristen Brewster. This coming fall, we are sending people to Paris to retrace the steps of Princess Diana. I really believe the thing that killed Diana more than anything was our indifference to her. We didn't know her when she was alive, but now we wish we had known her. Now we wish we had paid attention to her. She's gone, and we can't be her friend anymore. But you can at least pretend like you were her friend by retracing her steps the night that she died. Now, our On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster trip includes a drink, getting chased by cameramen, almost dying, and then seeing the pictures of Diana, and then getting on the plane and going back to America. Now, you can also pretend like you were one of the paparazzi chasing Diana. We'll have a specially equipped Mercedes-Benz with a dummy in the back dressed up like Diana. You can chase it down the road, and then the car crashes, and the dummy flies out of a out of a window.
Whatever.
Still, I think we should play the crash of Diana's car one more time.
All right, this you claim was recorded by... Turn that music off! This you claim was recorded by French radio.
Yes.
So what is that thing at the end that goes bock? What is that?
I don't know. It could be a hubcap or something.
You Roger, man. All right, let me go to Las Vegas on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
Whoever gets the best picture, by the way, Phil, I didn't mention, of Diana in midair wins 20% off their next trip.
I think this woman is so ill. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
All I have to say is that you say you want to experience Diana's life and walk in her shoes.
No, what I'm saying is we didn't know her.
Well, I know, I realize that. But the way I look at it is the only way that you could truly honor her is if you walked in the footsteps of her life. Go and do some of the charity work she did in her name. Go and do something
You know
that's
what?
Good.
I have a business that I operate. I'm really, really busy. I think a lot of people are. You know, I don't know what you mean.
Well, what I'm saying is, why try to experience her death to experience her life?
Because have you ever heard the saying, you're never so close to life as at that point of death?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. I've heard that. But what
That's what I'm saying.
My only thing is
I'm calling Kristen Brewster.
She turned the freaking music off. Yes, we understand what you're saying, ma'am, that you have to be close to her in the groovy stuff that she did. And
charity work, Phil, I think is really boring, okay? Wouldn't you much rather get drunk and drive fast? Okay? Hello?
All right, here is Newbury Park on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I think you're absolutely disgusting, Colleen. How low will you think to exploit the death of a woman just to increase the revenue of your travel agency? How low will you sink?
All right, thanks for your really exciting call, sir. 1-800-44... Let's hear that car crash. I think that's the best thing of the hour. I think this is... What is that? What is Las Vegas calling back? I don't want Las Vegas back. I hung up on her. Get her out of here. Okay, so anyway, that bonk at the end...
I don't know. It could be a hubcap or a...
You're a head bouncing out of a car. All right, so how much is this package? Now, you go to Paris.
You go to Paris on a whirlwind trip, and you go to a thing...
Well, you get the freaking music off. You go to Paris.
You go to Paris. You go to the Ritz. You have a drink. You get chased. Or you can be the chaser. And like I said, we have a Diana dummy in the car. If you get a good picture of her going through the steering column... Phil, I know it sounds really cold. I don't mean for it to sound bad. But I just want to do something to honor her. Everybody says, well, why don't you do this? Why don't you do the stuff that she did? That's all very intellectual. I wanted something that was very emotional. I wanted something that was very literal. And that's why we want to just have yourself chased to the point of death. Now, I don't know what you mean about that crash. It sounds realistic to me. You can hear the car. Listen. Okay, and now?
That sounds like something out of a cartoon.
Bull crap.
No, it does. It sounds like something out of a freaking cartoon. It doesn't even sound like anybody dying. All right, how much does this whole package cost?
Phil, the entire Princess Diana package only costs $27,000.
And how many nights?
4 nights.
$27,000 to chase down a dummy in a Mercedes.
Well, you know what? A lot of us, especially women, spend our weekends chasing down dummies anyway, and it doesn't cost, you know, so at least you can do the thing.
And that's the sound of the limousine.
No, that?
Yeah.
No, that's the sound of the Concorde.
That was the Concorde crashing.
Yeah, this is the Concorde.
Get it out of here! I don't want to eat there or drink there. Okay, nice going, Colleen. Another great whirlwind trip, man. We're looking, really forward to that. The sound of somebody's head. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Welcome back to the Phil Henry Show. Okay, Casino Night 2000, a Phil Henry Show in My Friend's Place. Present Casino Night 2000. My Friend's Place is a resource center for homeless and runaway youth in California, here in Los Angeles. Our Casino Night 2000 will be Saturday night, November the 4th. And it begins at 7 p.m. and ends when we all go home. The Museum of Flying at the Santa Monica Airport is where it'll be located. Tickets are $250 per person and can be purchased by calling My Friend's Place Casino Night 2000 coordinator Lisbeth Faust. Call this number if you want tickets for Casino Night. And what do we mean by Casino Night? There's gambling, blackjack, roulette, a bunch of crap. I mean craps. 323-908-0011, extension 102, or mail a check to P.O. Box 3867, Hollywood, California, 90078. Also, corporate sponsor packages are also available. Casino Night 2000. Do, 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 do. Okay, bug off. That stuff reminds me of, like, growing up in L.A. You know, that's what all the Chamber of Commerce movies, you know. Yes, beautiful Glendale, nestled in the foothills of the Angeles National Forest, Glendale offers something for everyone. Beautiful orange groves. You know, it's like, what?
This is Huntington Beach. Founded in 1881 by Quakers, Huntington Beach is a favorite surfing spot or vacation stopover for many people traveling northward from San Diego to the Santa Barbara Ventura area. Huntington Beach, with its beautiful pier and day fishing, has restaurants strewn along the sand, sleep all night, stay all day, sleep under a truck, I don't know.
Okay, I had the big discussion. Hey boy, look at this man, our eldest guy, he's getting all the stuff today. He's getting all of the conversation. I mean, all the stuff that happens in my life the last 48 hours has to do with him. First of all, he wants to drive. Second of all, he doesn't know about this whole evolution versus creationism thing. See, let me just say, his high school biology teacher, I talked to the guy today. He's a great guy and a very smart guy. And we had a very nice forthcoming discussion about creationism versus evolution. And he said, look, I'm a creationist, but there's all kinds of differentiating opinion in that school. And I said, look, all I want to know is, are the kids going to be taught evolution? Will they have a good, firm, hard grip on evolution when they leave school? And he said, well, I don't like the way you put that, but yes, they will. I said, great. And now he recommended that I read a book. He said, and then he said to me, Mr. Henry, Darwin's Black Box. So that's how we got into that whole rap. And that's what Nick was all freaked out about that. So I guess I'm going to have to read that. See, I'm not a contentious guy. I'm not a guy that's, I don't want to get in anybody's face. I'm not on some freaking crusade. People like that are a bore. You know, as self-righteous, sanctimonious, I know what I believe. I know what I want to believe. I just want to keep the wheels turning in the forward motion. That's all I want to do, okay? I don't want to be Galileo cutting a skeleton down from the gallows late at night because the church is going to pull my fingernails out if they find out that I'm studying anatomy by a candlelight in the year 1203 or whatever the hell it is. I don't want to go back there, okay? I'd rather go up there. Up there in the future, it looks cool up there. Ferengis, Klingons, all that crap. I don't go back there where there was plague and ring around the freaking rosy. And creationism and all those cats always struck me as that kind of going back there stuff. He made a very good point. He says, well, Origin of the Species was published in the 19th century. That's 19th century science. I said, well, you know, you're very persuasive. But however, all I want to know is that the kids are going to be taught. Yes, we are. He says, I have a creationist perspective. Now, the guy's a scientist. He's a biologist. And here's one of the things that I've always believed. You send your kid to a school. You let the teachers do their job. These parents that stick their noses too much into the curriculum of a school really give me a royal pain, man. They tighten my freaking jaws. And speaking of tightening my jaws, Jethro Tull is coming to the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza on September the 16th. And if those cats start playing some of that English folk music, man, my jaws are going to get tight. I want the rock and roll that they used to play. I want that ass-kicking stuff, okay? I was just thinking about that today driving over. I'm looking forward to that. Tull's going to be at the T.O. Civic Arts Plaza September 16th. I don't know if it's sold out, but get your tickets. It's a great venue. It's a 3,000-seat venue. It's fantastic. They're in a bad seat in the joint, and I got third row freaking center on that thing. And then I'm driving to work thinking, wait a minute. Those guys, if he pulls that freaking flute out and starts playing some of that English fairy music, man, I may set fire to the place. Look, I don't care. Yeah, they've gotten a little soft. You know, they played, you remember their first few albums? They could rock. I mean, you had to see these guys in concert. But lately, it's all of that, you know, you put on some elfin suede soft shoes, the kind that turn up in the front, and frolic. I don't want to frolic. They got some wood elf thing that they're into, like wood nymph. They're putting on hoods, and they're sort of furtively going from glade to glade. I don't like that. I never did. And when they started playing that kind of music, it was tightening my jaws big time. So if they start breaking out that let me bring you songs from the wood crap, you know, they're going to have to sandbag the place. Just sit down and play some rock and roll. Big moment. I've told my wife Maria, she don't know from rock. You know, back then she was going to Ann Murray shows. You ready for this one? Maria used to go to Ann Murray shows when she was in high school. Not that she'd want me to say that on national radio, but oops, I guess I just did. She was such a clean-cut, scrubbed kid. All the guys she dated in high school, they took her to see Ann Murray, John Denver, and you know what? I'm a big John Denver fan, but I wasn't before I married her, but now I am. Know why? All she does is sit there and watch John Denver bios on A&E till I want the puke comes out of my nose. So how could I not want him? Love him. Anyway, she went to those shows. So I said, well, let's go see this Jethro Tull. That's back when I was in high school, drinking Ripple wine and smoking Marlboro Straights. She's okay. Then I'm going to take her to the show, and these guys are going to bust out some of that old freaky, forget it. Let's get back to this creationist thing versus evolutionist thing. I'm not a guy that's grinding an axe. I don't want to, you know, there's no crusades here. I just want the kid to. The thing that bothers me, a lot of these parents sticking their noses in the curriculum of a school, get your nose out of there. Figure out what you know, and then involve yourself in it.
Well, they're my kids. They're going to school there.
Yes, they're your kids. They're going to school there. Are you teaching the class? Then shut up.
Well, I don't like what they're teaching.
Well, then get them out of the school.
Well, this is a publicly funded school. I'd have a hand in the say in the correct.
No, you can pay the money. You don't get to say what they teach. You're not qualified. You're not bright enough. You understand what I'm saying? You're not smart enough.
Well, I pay the money. I'm a taxpaying.
Who cares, man? We're not impressed with your tax dollars. You pay the tax dollars, send your kid to a school, pay the private tuition, send your kid to school. Let the teachers do their jobs, okay? I just had some questions. Because I'm not going to sit there and go toe-to-toe with a biology teacher. The guy's got degrees coming out of his ears. The guy is fully versed in the field, in science. Science? What do I know from science? I throw a microphone on every day and hope to God I make it to 7 o'clock in one piece without having a major thrombotic, and I just made a word up there, by the way, heart attack. Thrombotic.
Over the last few days, I've been reading the sports page. Dodgers are doing good. The Angels, and now they get shelled. Now they're going out of town. So I was putting my hope into those Dodgers making a resurgence. They stink. Let's go, Angels. So that's all I want out of my life. And I had a very good discussion with this guy, and I felt good about it. And by the way, the water's in the pool. It rose all the way to the top. And my neighbor is putting in a pool. And guess what? His is bigger than mine. So now I have pool envy. When am I going to straighten my life out? I can't stand it any longer. All right, let's go back to our Sharper Image catalog. Take a look at what they have. I told you about that ear hair trimmer. That thing is just amazing. Now they got something here. Love your dog, but not that doggy smell. Why the unpleasant color odors get in the way of canine companionship? Just 5 minutes stroking with the Ionic Bath Pet Brush is like shampooing your dog without water. Imagine how much more pleasant smelling your home will be when that foul, fetid, corrosive stench of an animal finally gets cleaned up. Or here's a better idea. Rather than investing in our product, which is way too much money for very questionable technology, take him to a freaking vet and give him a bath. Firm but flexible, bristle comb, away it combs away tangles, dander and debris, and conditions coat to a healthy luster. You know, we got a cat. There's cat hair everywhere. The thing smells like an open sewer. How do you give a cat a bath? And by the way, those goldfish are looking great, man, swimming in their own urine. I'm getting rid of half the animals at our house. My wife says, can we flush those goldfish down a toilet? No, no, no. Why? Well, let's try one more thing. What do you want to try? You clean the fish tank out again. I clean it every other day. I'm getting rid of them. The only one that I like, the only animal that has any respect for me, is that rat, Cutie. Cutie likes me. She looks at me. She commiserates. She knows what I'm going through. The cat doesn't care. It lays and stinks. It stinks and lays there and goes and takes a dump and then expects me. We got another big barrel of that exquisite cat dump powder or whatever that was. $100 a bucket. So we got some of that stuff. But the rat cares about me. That's why I care about the rat, me and the rat. Now I get Willard and Ben and all that crap. Did you ever see that movie, Willard, about a kid who fell in love with a rat? Did you ever hear Michael Jackson sing that song, Ben? You know what that was about? It was about a rat. Michael Jackson, that's right then. If you thought, you know, everybody's surprised at what a freak that cat is. The guy was singing about rats. He's 13 talking about Ben. All those rat movies, little boys that were befriending, and now I understand it. I got a rat and the rat's got me, man. I love that thing. So anyway, the cat is on its way out of here. I think around Christmas time we'll get the kids another kitten. Something that's mine. Something that I can bend to my will. Like an attack cat. And I ain't declawing this one. That other freaking thing, man. Hey, cat, you know what? I don't care if it rips the furniture up. Just so long as I can stick. I'm getting myself an ocelot. How about one of those things you got to keep on a leash like a leopard or a cheetah or something like that? God, I'd love that. Or a lion, or a tiger, or a bear, or something. I don't know. I got the property. Might as well put that thing out there. I can start one of those wildlife refuges like Hugh Hefner's got. Then you come out there in the back after a long night's sleep. You find out that the milkman's been eviscerated out in your backyard by your... That's great. Well, I better think about that one. By the way, another great thing at our house, we're getting milk delivery now. Cheese, butter, milk. Remember when I said I was giving up dairy products? I guess not. Phil Henry Show.